The Magical Hood. Once upon a time, there lived a young man who was a very hard worker. He was on his way home as usual one night, after a long day's work, when he happened upon some children who were being cruel to a fox cub they had caught by the side of the road. "Hey!" shouted the young man, chasing the children away. "Stop torturing an innocent animal like that!" Then he turned to the cub. "Now, take care you don't get caught again," he smiled. The cub seemed to smile too as she headed for the hills. The young man was on his way home from the fields the next day, when the very same fox cub and her mother appeared as if out of nowhere by the side of the road. "Thank you very much for saving my child. Please accept this hood as a token of my gratitude," she said, handing him a well-worn little hood. "This is no ordinary hood. If you put this hood on your head, you will be able to understand what animals are saying to each other." Before he knew it, the fox and her cub were gone. The young man wasn't sure if he believed his ears, so he immediately put the hood on his head. No sooner had he done this than he heard the voices of young women. "There's plenty of rice for the taking in that paddy over there." "Oh, really? Then I'm going to be there first thing in the morning to eat some." "Yeah, but just make sure you don't get shooed away by that scary old lady." The young man looked up and saw two little birds chirping away to each other. It was that chirping that he had overheard. "This is fascinating," he thought. "I'm going to listen in as much as I can." Two crows were cooing to each other in the branches. The young man put the hood on his head again.
"Hey, long time no see,"
said one of the crows in a deep, husky voice.
"So what's been happening in your village, eh?"
"You've got to hear this," said the other crow. "I mean, the rich merchant's daughter got sick as a dog, and a snake got caught in the roof when they were rethatching it."
"You don't say. So the snake must have had something against them for getting caught and took it out on the daughter."
"Yeah, for sure. All they'd have to do is set the snake free, and she'd be right as rain. But you know, human beings have such thick skulls. They just don't get it. I feel so sorry for them."
"This won't do," thought the young man as he hurried off to the merchant's home, before long standing before its main gate. "A little bird told me that the merchant's daughter isn't well," he said to the gatekeeper. "Give me the chance and I can make her better." The merchant, who had been at a total loss for what to do for his daughter, immediately invited the young man into his home.
"There's a snake caught in the roof that you're rethatching," the young man told the merchant. "And he's in a lot of pain. If you save the snake, your daughter will get better in two shakes of a lamb's tail."
The rich merchant sent one of his servants up into the roof where, sure enough, a snake was caught between it and the ceiling. The servant freed the snake, which had gone all limp.
"There, there, you poor little thing," said the merchant, giving the snake water and letting it go in the garden. "Everything's going to be fine now."
And what do you know? The face of his daughter turned from a pale white to a rosy cheek red before their very eyes. And by day's end, she was up and about and feeling her old self again.
The merchant was beside himself with joy.
Young man, you've managed to save my daughter and I thank you. She owes you her life. This is a sign that you two are meant for each other. How about it? Would you take my daughter's hand in marriage and look after her forever and ever?
And that is how the young man and the merchant's daughter became husband and wife and lived happily ever after.